Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. Partly cloudy skies. We're at 72 degrees. Y'all, it is going to be hot again today. We're going to get to the mid to upper 80s later this afternoon. But there is a change coming. We're going to get soaked as the week moves on. We'll get a complete update from Dan Brunoff in just a sec. Hang on for that. Top story this morning. You might have had a late night. Most people come home from Vegas as losers. But not the Cowboys.
Yeah, Dallas won on Monday Night Football, downing the Raiders 33-16, and the defense leads the way.
Smith hands it to Jenny in the end zone, and Ezeraku might have him in the end zone. Ezeraku got through, and it's a safety.
This game played in memory of Cowboys teammate Marshawn Nealand, who died by suicide less than 2 weeks ago.
We offer our thoughts and prayers to his family, friends, and teammates, and ask that you please join us in a moment of silent reflection as we remember his life.
And in the locker room afterward, Brian Schottenheimer acknowledged the grief everybody's going
Before
through.
Before we do all the celebration stuff, so proud of you guys, man.
Amen.
Tough couple weeks. We made him proud. You guys made him proud, man.
The Cowboys wanted to win in Nealand's memory. They did. Now it's on to the next challenge. They host their division rival, Eagles, Sunday, followed by the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. Great to have you with us this morning. And the Grapevine-Colleyville School District meets for the first time last night since recommending two schools be closed. KRLD's Russell Scott reports they had a packed house, and parents were mostly unhappy.
With school enrollment down 12% over the past 5 years, the school board is recommending the closing of Bransford and Dove Elementary Schools. The drop in enrollment has cost the district millions in state funds, and board member Shannon Braun told parents the two schools are 70% below capacity.
We have taken every measure to cut costs while inflation has raised 20%.
Still, parents are not happy.
Closing a school like Bransford doesn't show a thriving district. It shows a district giving up.
The board is expected to take a final vote on closing Bransford and Dove Elementaries next month. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott sets the dates for two special elections in January.
Voters in North Texas will go to the polls Saturday, January 31st, to choose a new state senator in District 9. That seat was previously held by Republican Kelly Hancock, but he stepped down from that position earlier this year to become the new Texas state controller. The district covers parts of northern and western Tarrant County. Democrat Taylor Rimet got 47% of the vote in the general election. He will face Republican Lee Wamgans. January 31st will also be the date for the runoff election to choose a new member of Congress in the Houston area, in the district that's been vacant since Democrat Sylvester Turner died in March. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An intruder is dead after breaking into a Grand Prairie home.
It was early Sunday morning when police got to the home on Santa Margarita. The homeowner was an elderly man who said an intruder broke into his house by forcing his way in through the back door. The homeowner then grabbed his hunting rifle and confronted the intruder, who was rummaging through his things. Police say the man feared for his life, and so he shot the intruder. Police pronounced him dead at the scene. The shooting is being investigated as self-defense. No charges are expected. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're coming up on one of the busiest weeks for travel during the year. AAA predicts More than 81 million people will travel more than 50 miles from home for Thanksgiving. Daniel Armbruster with AAA Texas says they don't believe that people have changed their plans because of the partial government shutdown.
Certainly there were some delays, some cancellations over the last few weeks. But when it comes to Thanksgiving travel, we haven't seen that.
They're expecting 5.8 million Texans to travel during the holiday period. That's a new record. For years, residents in West Dallas have expressed major concerns for zoning in their area. The 256 acres in the Singleton, Westmoreland area is zoned for industrial use, and residents want the city to rethink the zoning to protect the character of their neighborhood and prevent displacement of existing residents. They've got a chance to voice their concerns in a meeting tonight at the West Dallas Multipurpose Center.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Former Democrat U.S. Treasury Secretary and Harvard President Larry Summers says he is deeply ashamed and is stepping back from public commitments after the release of emails showing his long-running correspondence with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump tells a reporter, "Quiet, piggy," after being asked if there's anything incriminating about him and the Epstein files. Dallas dominates the Raiders 33-16 behind Dak Prescott's four touchdown passes, taking charge early and never easing up.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you for joining us here on the KRLD Morning News, your Tuesday drive-in. It's now 7:22 as we kick off our 20-minute Morning Briefing on DFW's only all-news morning show.
I'm John Little, and 6 months after being named the FEMA chief, the acting FEMA chief, David Richardson submits his resignation amid criticism over the Texas flood response. Richardson took office in May after Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem removed his predecessor. Now, Richardson caught heat from some in Congress for FEMA's response to the July 4th flooding. One of the critics, Congressman Greg Stanton of Arizona.
I believe that FEMA has failed in that mission because there could have been a lot more urban search and rescue there later. They weren't there until 72 hours after the tragic incident.
Now, FEMA Chief of Staff Karen Evans will take over on December the 1st. We're just starting to roll into flu season in North Texas. It's time to start thinking about getting a shot. The American College of Physicians recommending flu vaccination for all adults with a stronger dose for those 65 and older. ACP President Dr. Jason Goldman says no vaccine is 100% effective, but says getting a flu shot greatly reduces the chances of getting a serious case of the flu this winter.
If a parachute only opened up 50% of the time jumping out of an airplane, does that mean you don't wear it at all? You still wear it, even though it's not 100% effective. We're not looking for a perfect vaccine. We're looking at an effective vaccine, which will decrease hospitalization and death.
Goldman says even though flu season is underway, it is not too late to get your flu shot. The family of Dallas attorney and SMU law professor Charles Hoesch is pushing forward with a determined search in the mountains of northern Georgia. Nearly a week after he vanished on a solo hike, he was visiting relatives and was set to hike Blood Mountain, a place he's trekked many times. Hikers reported seeing him at the summit shelter, but he never returned. Deputies say the steep, dense terrain is making every step of the search difficult. His daughter Julia calls him a devoted girl dad and one of her favorite people in the world. He spent decades mentoring young lawyers here in Dallas, and the SMU law community says they're deeply concerned for him and his family. They want him home. It is 7:24 here at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The station in DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. ChatGPT, social media platform X, and some transit agencies among the websites blocking users' access as the web security firm Cloudflare worked to address a widespread worldwide networking outage this morning. Mass layoffs by U.S. companies jumped to about 39,000 in October. That's one of the highest levels on record. This according to just-released data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. The Bitcoin rally that welcomed a wave of new investors through easy-to-access ETFs has officially gone underwater. Investors in U.S. exchange-traded funds that offer direct access to the cryptocurrency found themselves sitting on collective losses. And Nike's new sneaker drop with the rapper Travis Scott, among the most popular shoe releases ever. Scott's blue and white Fragment Jordan 1 sneakers, which were made in collaboration with Nike, attracted more than 4.4 million valid raffle entries. I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
It is now 7:25 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Home improvement giant Home Depot reports third quarter earnings today. And the results are coming in disappointing.
This is really indicative that we've seen a downturn in home improvement because there's just been a generalized slowdown as the stagnant housing market has really limited the number of projects that people are taking on. And also, for those who want to do home improvements, they may be worried about the cost of those home improvements, so they're delaying them.
That's business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Home Depot missed its earnings target for the third straight quarter and cut its full-year profit forecast as well. If you're concerned about being able to afford health care, you've got a lot of company.
Nearly half of U.S. adults are worried they won't be able to afford necessary health care in the coming year. That's the highest level of concern recorded since West Health and Gallup began tracking in 2021. And when it comes to buying prescription medications, the share of Americans reporting that they or someone in their household were not able to pay for them in the past 3 months has reached a record high of 20%, or 1 in 5 Americans. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A major food delivery service is the latest hacking victim.
DoorDash has disclosed a data breach exposing the personal information of an unknown number of its users that includes names, email addresses, phone numbers, and physical addresses. The company claims that no sensitive info was accessed in the hack, and they have no current evidence of misuse or fraud or identity theft yet, and that the breach occurred after an employee fell for a social engineering attack. DoorDash has also said it has notified impacted users. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's amazing to me that one guy or gal at DoorDash opening up an email is all it takes for just millions of pieces of information to go out.
Uh-oh.
That's it. That's all it takes. Right. That's crazy. Well, the Mavericks can't keep pace in Minneapolis. Dropping a 120-96 decision as injuries catch up. Game blouses. Minnesota stretches the lead to 17 by halftime, 30 in the third quarter. Cooper Flagg and Brandon Williams each finished with 15, but missing Anthony Davis and Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively II. The Mavs then up front, relying heavily on rookies, head coach Jason Kidd.
We give those guys in that locker room credit. They're fighting, and it's just what it is right now until we can get healthy.
The Mavs regroup now, and they get ready to host the Knicks tomorrow. And in much more important news, a North Texas bagel shop is once again proving it can beat New York at its own game. Starship Bagel, which is in Louisville, took home the top prize at this year's Bagel Fest, winning Best Bagel over 23 other competitors and adding awards for Best Showmanship. I don't know how you make a bagel all showy. But runner-up honors in two more categories. The shop gambled on a new par baking technique, flying frozen bagels to New York and then finishing them fresh on site, and the risk paid off.
Can I tell you, the people in New York are apoplectic about this.
They should be.
They're very angry.
Louisville, Texas, man.
Yeah.
The fighting farmers, because it's right across from the high school, Starship Bagel.
It's the opposite of those old El Paso picante sauce commercials.
New York City.
Right.
Louisville, Texas.
Right, that's what they're saying now in New York City with the New York accent.
Louisville, Texas.
Right.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.